One of the issues that emerged in the last debate was the question of Hillary's record at the White House when she was first lady. She's been running on that, and her opponents want those documents. And they haven't been able to get them because they're in the Presidential Records Act and at the library, and Bill Clinton has to sign off to get them out early. So lo and behold, bless his heart, Grant Cameron, years ago, knowing when that would open up, was the first person to file a slew of FOI requests for those documents pertaining to Hillary and Podesta and UFOs and anything else in conjunction with the Rockefeller Initiative, which has been talked about on your show from time to time.
Yes.
Of course, Grant's one of the leading experts on that, as am I. And so he had filed those, and these things have to be serviced in the order of the filings. And so when the news pointed at that, when they started pointing at the records issue, lo and behold, the UFO thing came right up. In fact, Blitzer, right after that debate, the last one where the questions were asked, did a little segment and happened to mention that people wanted these records that had been FOIs had been filed on since the very first ones regarding UFOs. Well, that brings up the whole Rockefeller Initiative, the tie-in to Hillary, the tie-in to Podesta, and the tie-in to President Bill Clinton. And 2 days ago, Grant Cameron was interviewed for an hour by the Washington Post, which, by the way, has been running an unprecedented series of extensive articles on this subject. A lot of them have that satirical light tone that they've always had to use, but they're shoving the information in there, everything you'd ever want. I'm talking front page Washington Post on my work on July 8th, and then another second page Dana Milbeck article. They're shoving the information. They have never done this before. This is unprecedented for the Washington Post. They did two more articles, and then they just did another article yesterday, the beginning of, I think, of more pieces in which they refer to Cameron, refer to presidentialufo.com, and refer to the records in Hillary Clinton. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
And, Steve, they're working on another one because they're interviewing me tomorrow morning about late night talks. And, I mean, so you're right. They're doing something.
I believe there has been an actual policy change at the Washington Post that this issue is maturing and is about to pop, and they have sort of got to get on the side of the angels, but they just can't do a 180 and suddenly start writing Woodward-type pieces. They have to kind of keep that tone, keep the satire in there as they transition so people don't get a little alarmed, like, what's going on here? But the information is there. I mean, the Dana Milbeck article, which has been criticized, there isn't an activist in this town that wouldn't have given their left arm to have virtually in the entire whole Dana Milbeck piece, which is the whole half top second page part of the Washington Post, devoted to what they're doing. So this is fascinating. But to get back to the key thing is this: Grant Cameron, presidential UFO, the Rockefeller Initiative, those records is now fully in play, and it's inevitable that Hillary Clinton is going to get asked about this.
Now, how does she skate around it, then?
It's going to be impossible. See, Richardson is pinned up against the Roswell Dig Diaries foreword. Kucinich is pinned up against Hillary Clinton, against Shirley MacLaine and her book. And then Hillary is pinned up against the Rockefeller Initiative and the fact, and again, it goes back to Grant Cameron, who is not the only one, but the one that got the most complete set.
Sure.
He got the full set of documents from the Office of Science and Technology Policy, which I have a full set of, confirming the Rockefeller Initiative, confirming the fact that records were sent to her as well. Plus, we have the news articles confirming that she and her husband went up privately and met with Rockefeller in 1994-95. She is pinned on this, and I'm about to publish, as I put out in a press release that went out yesterday, just before the debate. I am about to publish on the PRG site all of the pertinent Rockefeller Initiative documents, as well as those news articles. And then I'm going to be really hammering in the media, because I'm getting a lot of calls. I'm getting CNN. I'm getting Fox. I'm getting, what can I say? It's a firestorm, and I'm enjoying being in it. I'm going to publish all that stuff on the net, and we're going to really press. And if she gets asked that question, which she has to.
Someone eventually will ask her that.
And if she gives a proper, legitimate response, if she skates it, we are really going to come down. I have nothing against Mrs. Clinton. I like her. I liked her husband. But the point is, I don't care what race you are, what religion you are, or what sex you are. It is no longer acceptable to try to become the president of this country at this time and try to pretend that this issue doesn't exist. That is simply not acceptable to me.
And stonewalling.
And we are not going to allow it. And if she answers that question legitimately, she's going to make history. I mean big history, because she is the front runner. All the eyes are on her. And if she acknowledges that, yeah, there was a real effort to get these documents out, he wanted to go forward, it didn't happen, our administration was under heavy attack, we were just mercilessly attacked, but we knew about it, we followed it, and John Podesta, my husband's chief advisor, has simply come forward since and twice indicated we need to reveal the documents, get the stuff out so people can handle the truth. And he said it at the press conferences for the CFI, which means he just isn't talking, you know, in a how would you say, generic sense. He knows there's something to this. This, at that point, the media firestorm goes from, I guess, Category 2 to a Category 5. And I do not think that this embargo, 61 years old now almost, could sustain that media storm. It will end and could literally end before the end of the year, because the government simply are not going to be able to run from 10,000 press at their door.